Are you wanting to dive into that home repair, but just don't know where to begin? Let the Rosie on the House Show go to work for you. Get on the line now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Everybody's bobbing in here, man. Keep it up. Yeah. Put a tap in everybody's toe, a smile on everybody's face, a skip in everybody's step.
And what a fitting intro. Let us go to work for you by calling in. Bob's called in, and not only do we have Rosie, his dog, Bob's dog, but we also have two gentlemen here that can help on his casement windows. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. I know it's not.
Was that Rosie in the background barking?
That will be the other nickname for the dog. Or maybe
that wasn't
dog,
the ugly dog Rosie's bad at all the time. Rosie defending her ugliness. Different dog. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, it's not technically a treatment question, but I have these casement windows. I think that's what they're called. I'm in the old historic district, the Willow District downtown in Phoenix.
I know exactly the windows you have. They're made out of steel. They were manufactured in Torrance, California, and the manufacturer's called Torrance Window Company, still in business today. Bulletproof windows if everything still works and operates, but not very energy efficient.
Oh, no, single pane. Yeah. So terribly inefficient for that. And over the years, the painters, when the house has been repainted, have painted them sealed shut. So, you know, you can't crank them open because that's how they work. You got the cranks. And I guess my question is, do I repair? I suppose I'd have to strip the paint, use a paint thinner stripper, and then see if they work and then repaint them properly. Or should I replace, because I'm also concerned with the insulation factor. I'd like to have better insulation.
That's a big question, Bob, and it's going to impact probably more different elements than we can address thoroughly here on air in our limited amount of time left in the show. You know, we're going to have to take a look, because you're in the Willow Historic District, exactly what the Homeowners Association will or won't let us do. The Torrance window, I will tell you, Bob, can be completely restored. We can bust the paint seal loose, we can break them loose, we can open them, we can strip the frames, we can get all new hardware, the locking mechanisms, the rolling mechanisms, the arms and everything are all still available. That can all be done. You're going to spend a lot of money, and you're still going to have
very, a single pane window.
Very energy inefficient. Rod, you were telling me you actually knew someone in a historic district that spent the money to put insulated panes in every one of those little
individual panes. Yeah, they replaced them with a double pane, and it took them forever, and it cost a fortune. It worked well.
Yeah, that's someone who's highly committed to historic preservation.
Exactly.
Because that was more expensive than buying the most expensive window you could buy.
Absolutely. You can get those windows open, though. I had that problem. Same problem you're talking about at my house. It's a labor of love, though. I mean, you really got to spend some
time.
It's
a labor of love only for the first 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Then it becomes a labor of hate.
But you can, you know, put window treatments on there and help with the insulation quite a bit, you know, from the inside. Or you can do the sunscreens on the outside of those, right, Chad?
Yeah, absolutely. We usually mount the sunscreens on the block of the windows so that way they can still crack the window open a couple inches and get some ventilation. And we're a good distance away, so they work very well.
That's a good call. All right. Let's give our name and number one more time here.
Chad Hoppe with Arizona Screen Techs, phone number 480-290-1971.
Been doing our sunshade and sunscreens at our remodeling company and at our house, and Jennifer was talking about the roll-down shades you put on our back patio. Between the rolled, our back patio is 60 feet long, 14 feet deep, and views exactly due west. So we fight the heat all the time. Mm-hmm. Y'all put roll-down screens for us on the outside of the patio. Rod, you put the shutter, what did you call them? What are the material roll-downs?
The roller shades.
So you put the roller shades inside, right. And we cut the heat gain down. And that whole wall is glass, of course.
Under those cornices, by the way.
Under those cornices, that's right.
Thank you, good job.
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest job you ever did, was it?
Nope.
But between your sunscreens and your roller shades, we've cut the heat gain down in that room a tremendously amount. I mean, now that used to be an area we'd walk into in the middle of the summer from 4 to 7 in the evening, and it'd just be like a furnace in there. And boy, they really saved us a lot. So again, New West Shutters?
New West Shutter and Blind. My name's Rod DiGiovanni. My number is 480-612-7400.
And two quick questions. What'd you put in my house? Because I don't think we talked about that treatment today.
Those are roller shades.
Those are roller
shades. Well, they're an imitation woven wood blind, but it's a fabric of polyester or something or
other. Those are cool.
yeah, they're very nice.
And I took them with me when I moved. They're great.
there you go.
See? You're not then, supposed to do that. You're supposed to order new ones.
Oh, yeah. It was the same size window. Where can I come see you play tonight?
Harvey's, what is it now? American Pub in Gilbert.
All right. There you go. Folks, if you've been blessed, educated, enlightened, or encouraged at all in the last 3 hours of Rosie on the House, I, Rosie Romero, are only going to ask you to do me one favor. Pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be encouraged, blessed, educated, uplifted, and do it.
Happy trails to you. Until